It had been a couple of days since that lunch with James and the Lapp family, and it seemed like things were returning to normal. James hadn't come by since, and there was no further mention of him after that lunch. Mary felt like she could finally be at ease and find some peace of mind. She wanted to avoid all thoughts of James. She wanted to stay loyal to Samuel, and it wouldn't work if James was still in the picture. She thanked God that she didn't have to see him anymore. Today, Mary was alone in the house. Her father had gone to help Stephen Lapp with a problem regarding his plow. Her mother had gone to serve as a midwife's assistant to their neighbor, who was just about to deliver her own firstborn. Mary had just finished folding the sheets and was thinking about visiting the mare and foal. She grabbed a pair of carrots from the pantry before heading to the stables. She hummed a contented tune as she walked, enjoying the warm spring air. Then she saw a familiar white pickup parked in front of the stables. The worries from before came flooding back, and she found herself panicking all over again. "He's here," she said to herself. She tried to calm her nerves first, taking a deep breath before entering the stables. There he was, tending to the foal. The sight was adorable, she admitted, but she couldn't allow herself to be distracted by such a scene. Slowly and quietly she approached him, but her silence was broken when a twig snapped under her foot.